This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surf of Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Irene Spiritu, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Irene.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the time you first realized you wanted to do music full-time.
Well, full-time, actually, it just happened upon me. I was 8 years ago. I've always been playing since my 20s. And 8 years ago, I was breaking up with my boyfriend and partner at the time of 5 years. And so we were moving out of our place. And then I lost my day job. So all within a span of 2 months. And so I had no choice but to do it full-time. Well, I didn't plan on it. I just said, I'm just going to play music and rebuild myself as a solo artist until I can't do it anymore. And it just kept building upon itself and upon itself. And here we are, 8 years later, knock on.
Yeah, good. Lots of wood.
And I'm still at it. And, you know, I'm the happiest I've ever been, truly.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell us about the spark for the song that you're going to share with us first.
This song is Put Back Charlie, and it's about rebuilding yourself. And it's kind of my version of Humpty Dumpty's story, but his name is Charlie. I mean, it sounded better than Irene, Put Back Irene. So, so it's called Put Back Charlie, and it's the name of a title track of my last album of original songs that was released in 2014.
Great, let's hear that song.
All right. Heard a voice crying in the wind. It was old friend Charlie. He was the bestest jester of his town. But he fell into a forgotten well. He fell into a deep dark well. Time to put back Charlie. Gather all the pieces now. Put back Charlie.
Together.
the Motown feel to that.
Thank you.
And just see the audience start to sing along on that one.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about your newest project.
So my newest project is called Color Coded Symphony, and it's a part concert in the dark, where it's about the audience and also connecting people to roots and rhythms of the world, of their ethnic origins. So what happens is you walk in the door, you fill out an ethnic origin card, and we put it all in a jar, and the first part of the concert is in the dark. And we'll play a lullaby of different languages in the dark, and then some interesting, familiar, unfamiliar sounds. And then we have a featured country. We're going to do the second one this November. The first one was at the Asian Art Museum, and we featured the Philippines. And this time we're going to feature India. So we'll play folk songs from India, rhythms from India, and then we'll turn to the audience and pick their ethnic origin cards. And I'll play 30-second rhythm from that country.
Wow.
And then after the 30 seconds, the band will play an improvised piece inspired by those 30 seconds. So the idea is to encourage openness to other cultures through music. And so I started it 2 years ago at the Asian Art Museum. And I thought to do it in areas that are not so exposed to diversity. So I'm learning all about writing grants and getting funding and all that. So we're doing the second one in November, and we're featuring India. And so, Wow. Yeah, it's been a fun thing to do, and I've had some great feedback. But it's a one-engine machine, a one-person machine, so everything takes a lot of effort.
Well, I'm very ambitious to be able to be prepared for whatever you pull out and being able to know the rhythm and the style. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been fun to hear what the band comes up with.
So. Go ahead and do another song for us.
Okay. So let's see. I want to make sure I'm in tune here. Maybe I'll do this new song. And I was born in the Philippines, and I came here when I was 10, so I'm an immigrant. And so this song started writing 2 years ago. And this is called Liberty's Love Song.
Songs again. So come on.
Your call for getting the old songs and singing them again.
Thank you.
I've been covering Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. People are just blown away by how totally relevant that is now.
Isn't that something else? Gosh. We got to sing the old songs again, God damn it.
It'd be nice if we didn't.
Yes, that's so true.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for letting me play here.